keeping cattle in line with virtual fencing. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Livestock operators can make pasture land more regenerative with virtual fencing. Caitlin Dozler heads the Virtual Fence Grazing Program for the University of Missouri Center for Regenerative Agriculture and explains the concept.
Simply think of it as a shock collar on a dog, except on a cow. That electric pulse oftentimes is less than what they would receive if they hit a typical electric fence.
The equipment involves wearable collars for the livestock, which are tracked and controlled by an application that uses GPS data, says Dozler.
On average, they say it takes 7 to 10 days to train your herd. It's obviously herd dependent. I've seen cattle learn it in as fast as 30 minutes. And I've seen and heard stories about some livestock that just eventually don't get it, and they have to be pulled from the herd because something's just not clicking.
Change the parameters often and the system becomes regenerative. Dozler says you'll still need a physical fence surrounding the total grazing area.
You're trying to graze a cover crop field next to a busy county road. You need some sort of physical perimeter fence, whether that's a single, electric fence, something like that.
Dozler says the system can be a real time and labor saver. Several companies produce these systems currently. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.